Well, you're listening to Quad.Rocks, God, the World, and Other Things. I'm Kenny Price, your host. Our mission, you got it, advancing equilibrium in the midst of an agitated world. Hey, this is Season 19, Episode 401, title, Manifestations of the Divine Life. Subtitle, Sign on the Dotted Line, or Your Signature is Needed, Galatians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. Reading from the Christian Standard Bible says, For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live for God. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Oswald Chambers said, The inescapable spiritual need each of us has is the need to sign the death certificate of our sin nature. Understanding Jesus' holiness and the divine life comes through truly identifying with his crucifixion for your sins, empowered by the Holy Spirit. The entrance into the holiness is a supernatural event that is totally born of Christ. But for you to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, you must, by his power, take your emotional opinions and intellectual beliefs and turn them into a moral verdict against the nature of your sin, particularly against any claim you have to your right to yourself. This death to self and the resurrection to the divine life of Jesus Christ would likely manifest itself in several ways in your everyday life. In other words, if you were to stop and examine someone's life and you had the capability to follow them throughout the day, what would it look like if they truly were living the divine life through the resurrected power of Jesus Christ? It would look like biblical self-reflection and examination. In the last episode, we talked about the dangers of self-awareness, a hypersensitivity to yourself. This is not what I'm talking about here. To be a devout Christian, to be one who's living in the flow, in the divine life of Jesus Christ, you would engage in regular self-reflection and examination of your emotional reactions, intellectual beliefs, and moral judgments. This introspection would involve questioning whether your thoughts and actions align with moral principles and Christian teachings, and whether they reflect a self-centered or selfless attitude. So it's a huge difference between promoting self-awareness. Number two, humility and surrender. You would cultivate humility and a willingness to surrender your own desires, preferences, and rights to God's will. This might involve letting go of ego-driven desires as you submit to God's higher moral authority. My friend, we forget this, that we as human beings are fallible and subject to biasness. Number three, sacrificial love and service. You would prioritize sacrificial love and service to others over self-interest and self-preservation. This could mean putting the needs of others before your own, even if it requires a personal sacrifice or discomfort. Number four, conflict resolution and reconciliation. When conflicts arise, you would seek resolution and reconciliation guided by principles of forgiveness, empathy, and understanding. Instead of clinging to a sense of entitlement or righteous indignation, you would strive to mend relationships and promote harmony. Number five, accountability and integrity. You would hold yourself accountable to moral standards and strive to live with integrity in all aspects of your life. This might involve acknowledging and repenting of wrongdoing, seeking forgiveness from others, and actively working to avoid behaviors that perpetuate sin or harm. Number six, prayer and spiritual guidance. You would rely on prayer and spiritual guidance to discern God's will and seek strength to resist temptation and overcome sinful tendencies. Through prayerful reflection and seeking counsel from trusted spiritual mentors, you would continuously strive to align your thoughts, emotions, and actions with God's moral standards that he sets forth in his word. My friend, this is something that through the power of Jesus Christ, we have the ability to do, to align our thoughts, emotions, and actions with God's moral standards. Overall, turning your emotional opinions and intellectual beliefs into a moral verdict against the nature of sin and your sin and your claim to your right to yourself would involve a transformative process of surrender, selflessness, and alignment with Christ and the teachings of the Bible in every aspect of your daily living. In the classic hymn, O For a Thousand Tongues to Sing, written in the 1700s by Charles Wesley, he writes, He breaks the power of canceled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood availed for me. My friend, thanks be to God this Easter that by the work of Christ's atonement for sin, that these words are true. And with that, my friend, I bid you peace.